Welcome to this week's episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. This is Carol Clark, your host, and this week is Thanksgiving at the time we're recording this. And I am grateful for all my kiddos getting home to have some time with just our immediate family, of course, this year, not extended family because of the pandemic. But I'm also grateful for a number of valuable lessons that I learned from my husband, Dr. Tom Clark. He's a bariatric surgeon and bariatrician here in Virginia. And he and I have been entrepreneurs together for over 20 years. Sometimes people wonder, how would you work together that long? And granted, there's ups and downs, but we've tried to develop our business and something that is in concert with what we want to do in terms of helping our community, as well as something that serves our family and spending time with our family as well. So there's a number of different lessons, 7 of them I want to share with you. And the first one he has ingrained in me is that it's important to have a vision. And he's much more of a visionary, perhaps, than I am. I'm more of a go-to gal who kind of takes it and then gets it all done. I love to organize and get everything done. And now I'm blessed with the opportunity to get to do that for other physicians as well. But being a visionary and really thinking about how you can best serve your patients and build something that is a need for your community is really important. Having that vision for your business and for your personal life is important to take the time and determine and be willing to modify it over time. Sometimes he is ahead of his time, and so perhaps people aren't really ready for some of his ideas, but they tend to come into fruition when it's the right time. So being able to keep that big picture is so important. I'll never forget one time our oldest broke her arm at daycare. And I was there and the nurse in me came out and I was monitoring, you know, all her symptoms and everything going on. And I called Tom. I'm like, here we are in the ER. She's broke her arm. And his first question to me was, how is she doing? And I was like, well, what do you mean? I just told you all of her vital signs. And he's like, no, how is she doing? So he's always been able to kind of hone in on what's most important. And of course, it was most important to support her emotionally as well as physically. But he can kind of just bring that whole thing about what's the most important thing right now and take the busyness out of life and focus on what's most important. So that's probably one of the first big lessons. The second lesson is to keep the patient at the heart of everything that you do. You want to be doing good. We're practitioners, we're healthcare providers. That's why we're here. We want to serve our community and improve the health of our community. And in our field, it's by helping them lose weight. So making sure that as you determine how you're going to develop your educational programs and all of your programs and products and services, that it really is serving the patient and does them good. You want to make sure that you're doing good for them. So that's another bigger picture item, but making sure if you keep that patient centered, you can almost never go wrong in terms of what you're creating. And it's also something that ends up being more desirable for your patients. So that's the second sort of big valuable lesson that I wanted to share. The third one is don't be afraid to be different. And this is something that a lot of times we compare ourselves to others or we want to be just like another practice. And there's nothing wrong with having that as a goal if it's something that you want to attain, but always, always have your own spin on it, your own personality, whether it's your decor in your office, the flow in your office, the concierge style services that you offer, or some of the community service that you do, making sure that it has your stamp on it that shows your personality is really, really important. And it also differentiates you from your competitors. And it helps keep you from doing that compare-itis, that comparing yourself all the time or feeling like there's something missing in your practice. Being that unique person and not being afraid to show that is really, really helpful and another valuable lesson. So that was my third one. The fourth one is to build a solid team and treat them well. This one, of course, a lot of these I knew as business things, but he's always been able to keep this as the focus. But building a solid team, I mention all the time, but I love our team. I love every one of them. They're just so uniquely different. They all have different talents that they bring to the table. They help keep it exciting and energized. And building that team is really important. And how do you build that team? You know, it's attracting quality candidates for your positions, treating, making sure they know your vision, rewarding them along the way. So hiring a great team and also treating them well is really important. And it's something that will make the difference between having an outstanding practice, because they create your brand out there, and also some peace of mind for you, knowing that you have quality people doing every aspect of the systems that you have in place in your business. And I do a lot of different trainings on hiring and onboarding and that sort of thing. And I just can't emphasize this enough. I know our team's been with us, some of them for the whole 20 years we've been together, and we've been having this entrepreneurial adventure. So anyhow, having a solid team and treating them well is another one that is really important. So that was number four. Number five is really to measure what matters. And I am a numbers girl. I'm the one who does lots of measuring, but I also utilize my team, and we measure things that are important. So of course there's financial metrics. Of course there's patient outcome metrics. There's marketing metrics. There are all those things that need to be done. Billing, collection, metrics. We track a lot of that. And we do it weekly, some things, and some of it we do monthly. I know in Baratrick Business Boss, I actually dive into exactly what to be tracking, but what you're measuring is what will expand. So if you want to focus on, you know, more patients, you've got to focus on what it is that you're doing to attract those patients and to nurture them and to help them refer other patients your way. So whatever it is that you want to focus on, you've got to measure the metrics that are important in that aspect of your practice. So measuring what matters is really important. And you will see Tom with his little spreadsheet. Some of it he does manually, some of it, and we take all this data and we put it into reports that we do every week, like I say, and review them every month. It's really important to measure what matters most. So you've got to do that. That's number five. The sixth one he's really taught me as a business lesson, so to speak, or a pillar, is to keep it simple. I can sometimes take a project and complicate it. I get really into the weeds and details. So keeping it simple is something that is so important. And he's really good at like backing off and figuring out, you know, what's most important to continue and what's not. Sometimes we do things because we've always done it that way, or because we think we have to do it that way. But keeping it simple is something that really makes your life so much easier, and really encouraging that for your team. So at the end of the year, like now, really looking at what worked really well, what didn't work well, what should we continue, what should we not continue, you know, taking some stuff off your plate that is not serving you and your patients well is really, really important. So keeping it simple. And then the seventh one, of course, is to enjoy life along the way. Taking time to celebrate your wins, taking time to, you know, if something didn't go so well, to acknowledge that, to grieve it if you have to, but then to move on and really make sure that you're building your practice, you're building your business life around what you want for your personal life. So I remember sometimes I could complicate things when the kids were little, and I'd have these, you know, a lot of people over, we'd be doing lots of stuff, and maybe at the beginning of the night we'd say, you know, love you, and I'll see you at the end of the night, but we always took time to, you know, really connect. And even as our kids were little, you know, once a week we had a date night, so that was really important to keep connected, and then planning our family activities and being there for the kids as much as we possibly could. We weren't perfect parents, we aren't perfect parents, but we've really tried our best. So anyhow, those are my seven important lessons and that I've learned from my hubby, valuable lessons. So the first one was know your vision. Make sure that you keep that big picture and modify it over time. The second one was keeping the patient at heart, making sure that you are doing good for your patients and for your community. And third is don't be afraid to be different. That's one that I think some people struggle with, and we don't like to stand out, or we might not want to. So making sure that you're not afraid to be different. The fourth one is building a solid team and treating them well. The fifth one is measuring what matters. The sixth one is keeping it simple, and the seventh one is not forgetting to enjoy life along the way, this whole journey. So I hope this serves you well. I know this has been something that maybe some of them you've thought about before, but having it all here, I think this really can make the difference between having a practice that you totally enjoy and love, that you serve patients well, and that your practice serves you and your personal values and goals well as well, and also just makes, like I say, life more enjoyable along the way. If there's anything else that I can help you with, don't be afraid to reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. We are doing lots of exciting things inside of Bariatric Business Boss. If you're not a member yet, join bariatricbusinessboss.com. It is so inexpensive and packed with value that you can use every single week for you and your team and for your patients. And I also just launched the Seven Systems training for a really ridiculously low price. So if you have questions about that, reach out to me, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. Thanks so much, and appreciate everything you do for your patients. I'm grateful for all of you. Take care.